understand what a great tool Braille is, and et cetera, you know, but to say it is sort of a mandate, you must, seems to me.
Well, if they want to put a raised diamond shape on it, I mean, I'm just talking about so it's accessible to the blind. I mean, if they don't want to use Braille, I mean.
Don't get me wrong, I believe that all Braille blind people should learn.
I just wanted to put that thought out there.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from, that, but, you know, the key is, we're talking about the vending program, making the machines they use accessible. We're not talking about some things in life just aren't accessible, but on the other hand, sometimes we can define what making something accessible, you know, the exertion of any effort is, it's too much. And I think that there ought to be a high threshold for when, instead of a low threshold, say, well, goodness, I'd have to, you know.
You know, I really didn't hear anybody say it was too much trouble. I heard some people can't learn Braille or can't use Braille because of neuropathy and so forth.
That's what I heard also.
I didn't hear anybody say it's a bother, we don't want to do it.
Mr. Burns, do you want to take the people that have diabetic neuropathy out of the vending program?
No, but like I said, you have two options. If you can't do Braille, well, and you do have no other way of making the machine accessible, well, then another option is hire a blind person that does know Braille that comes out and makes your machine accessible, and then you make the choice.
Well, again, if you're out in Scotts Bluff, there's not a whole lot of blind people you're going to find to do Brailing for you. And if you have to have someone from the Commission for the Blind come out and do it, by the time you get that information out there, you probably change your mind.
Yes, okay. I don't know that Pearl, I don't know that Pearl was done with.
Thank you. I just also want to add, just to be clear, since the last meeting, we did purchase a number of the Braille labelers, which can be used by people who don't know Braille. We have worked with the vendors to distribute those to those who feel like they can use them in their situation, you know, so, and what we had done a couple years ago when the topic came up is we worked with vendors to Braille machines, but that didn't give the vendor then any tool to fix things when people pulled the label off and so on. So this, getting those Dymotape Braille labelers to the individual vendors, I think will be a good step forward, and that has been happening.
Yes, and I think that's a good idea because, you know, to use the argument that, you know, a person, him or herself, does not know how to do that or won't use it, that wouldn't fly very long with most jobs that most of us have, where most of the people we serve are people who read print and use print. Now, I don't read print myself, and so if I were to take that over and say, well, because I don't read print or use print, I'm not going to have anything that I deal with labeled in print or written in it or whatever, I'd be a dead duck real soon, you know, trying to run any kind of a business. And I think that the point about, you know, where it needs to be there, not for the use necessarily of the blind person who's operating the machines, but for any blind person who may come, or partly for the PR of this being a program that is having as one of its mandates to make it possible for blind people to be in business and to raise the level of awareness about blindness. I think it needs to be there for that reason, whether or not the person, him or herself, uses it. And okay, so Dorothy, you're.
I was just going to say, like out in west of Nebraska, as far as I'm concerned, it's a non-issue. If someone, like I understand there's vending sites at rest areas along Interstate 80. If a blind person got to that rest area, I hope they weren't driving.
Well, but you can still use it.
That means there's a sighted person with them.
Well, but not necessarily when you go to the machine. I mean, I can go to a machine whether I've been driven somewhere or walked there and use it independently or not, you know, based on whether there's Braille on it or not. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily have somebody with me.
You're
that
not always going to take somebody into the bathroom with you.
Hopefully the machines aren't going to be
some
in there either.
Some of it is just the promotion of <right. laughs>
Whatever.
Not machines are in the bathroom?
I don't know.
Well, some of it is just a promotion.
Oh, goodness. Okay, Brent.
Okay, Now, you said that as far as labeling the candy machines and such, it's not feasibly possible and hasn't been done. Well, I actually was hired by my college when I was in school to label their pop and candy machines. And I actually devised a way to do it so that you could easily change the braille whenever it was changed and such. Basically, all I did was use the braille labelers and used magnetic dynamo tape. And then just put like the name of the thing on one piece of tape, and then the code on another piece of tape, and then the price on another piece of tape. So you could change as needed, and then I put it on the side of the machine where it was on metal. And that way, most people wouldn't know it was there unless they saw the blind person.
All my machines, you can't get to the side.
Because they're jammed together.
There's machines on
either
side.
Maybe there's some other place where you could put it. But
yeah, the front is all glass.
We've never been against putting braille on the machine. All we want is guidance on how to do it. We have all of our pop machines labeled. It's the candy machines and the cold machines that we're having a problem with.
I had one suggestion on the snack machines up on the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. I realize yours you can't. The way it's, well, the one you could, the one snack machine you could, I think. A couple places I've been to, they put a braille sheet of, they write it in braille on a sheet of paper and tape it to the side of the machine. And that way, if you changed it in a week, you would just have to either change the line or just real quick, go through the paper.
I don't think you'd have to do it all over, I think.
Yeah, you'd have to do the whole sheet of paper.
Well, it would depend.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think it would depend on how it was
generated. People
would
know what they had because it was on the side of the machine. Now, your sandwich machines and so forth, I can understand where there's a problem.
And by the way, if my machine is, since I've been in that building for 9 years, I've had braille on the top, and no one has ever looked to see if
I didn't know they had braille on the top.
Nobody ever looked at this.
I looked on the side and on the front. I didn't think of the top.
Not everyone's tall enough to look at the top.
That's right.
But that's the only place to put it. Many of those.
Well, maybe that's at least a starting point.
Was Mira's?
Yeah, and I think that the suggestion of the, that there may not be a one-size-fits-all for a lot of things, but I think that Brent's suggestion of the magnetic tape and having the separate things for the price, the item, and the, whatever the third thing was.
The code?
Code, yes, thank you.
I'm trying to think how that works still.
Is a good idea for the kinds of things that it would work on. Yeah.
Like I said, I'd be more than happy to work with you because I did it on as many of the.
Where did you do this at
now? Chandler State College.
This is.
They basically gave me a list of all the vending machines that they had there, and I went through and
I don't Dave on them
as much as I could within the short amount of time that I had.
When Dave contacted NFB, the small business, we thought that somebody would have done it somewhere, and we were surprised.
Well, the thing is, there may be some other somebodies. This is why this to me is the exciting part about doing what we're doing, because it's possible that somebody else somewhere has done a similar thing, but maybe it just hasn't made it to, the lists or whatever, and some people don't do the email thing or the, however those things are generated. And so this is one of those kinds of times when, maybe other people have done it and it just hasn't made it to anywhere where it gets dispersed in a big way. But, now there is another idea out there, not only one that's just kind of an idea that's being brainstormed, but one that has been done, one that has been used here in this state, even in the western part of the state where everybody was thinking that there was,
Madam Chair,
less likelihood.
An idea. Our offices, they have these metal plates on them. And like, if I was, they got my name on it. If I was to move out of that office, they just pull that piece of cardboard or whatever it is out of that slot and put something else in there, somebody else's name in there. It's not like you got to change the whole braille label, just like sticking it in a slot so people can get to it.
Yeah, if
my,